Hang on, let me get comfy. My bed's not tipped up this time. Oh, that's not comfy. Hang on a second. I'm gonna assume, are we recording yet?
Yeah, we already started.
Oh, okay. Then I have to watch what I say. Okey-dokey,
You're
Smoky.
looking skinny tonight.
I told you I'm down. So from either the
You want
week
to do
of
the
Christmas.
introduction or no?
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Go ahead.
Well, are you gonna start at the beginning then?
I'll do whatever you want.
All right. Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is To the Death Podcast. Now,
Episode,
before
come
you
on,
say
can I
anything.
just say it? Listen, we have the setup that we do, you're changing it. Just do it the way
I
I
know,
like,
every
please.
time I always interrupt
No,
you.
do it again.
Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 41 with our boy, Tom Hull.
This is 41, it's not 40.
41.
So I was listening back so that we can get some questions for our 1 year trivia contest,
Sure.
question contest, whatever. So I was listening back and it was either episode two or three. You said to me, you don't need to say our names every time.
I was wrong then. I can admit when I'm wrong,
Oh,
and
I was going to stop saying our names now.
no, I like it.
Oh, you like it.
No, you understand that people come new every episode, especially when we have guests like Sam and John's friends. They come, they don't know who we are, so it's good to do it every time.
I agree. That's why I did it.
Okay, but you're annoying me now because you keep interrupting me when I'm supposed to say what episode it is and who the guest is, and then you can go on a tirade.
I'm doing it every time. I've been trying to do it every time to take things in my direction because I have no creative responsibilities. This is the only time I get to have any effect on the podcast.
No, not true. Every time you talk, you have the effect.
Yeah, but it's not the effect that I want. I want some of the
Yeah,
editing
what are you looking?
abilities.
What do you want? Tell me what you
I
want. I'll
want to
do
edit the
anything you want.
podcast.
You want to
I
edit a
want to edit.
podcast? No, you
I want to edit
don't.
the podcast.
Believe me, you do not want to do that.
Listen, I was talking to Dr. Dave, and he says it's a piece of cake, and I think I can do it.
Let me know how many listeners he has in about 10 weeks.
Did he send you the newest episode?
No, he didn't. He doesn't want to hear my feedback.
Oh, he didn't like mine.
Oh my God. All right, don't say it here. We'll do it
I'm
later.
not going to say it here.
But
He's fantastic. He's
sure.
great. I told him to do it on his own.
It's hard to do on your own. That's really
I
tough.
know
It's really
that. I
tough. It's
know.
something you have to work towards. I can't even do it.
We all know. We've heard.
Oh, thanks.
Just kidding.
You're such
You're never on your own. Just the couple of intro outros when you hang up on me, which you're not going to do today because I'm on Zoom with my fancy microphone.
I like doing this. This is fun.
How do I sound?
You sound great.
That's good.
Well, I started editing already. I didn't finish yet. I haven't even really listened to it, but there's certain parts that I remember that were fun. I can't wait to listen to the rest of it when we're done with this.
It was definitely fun. But you know what? We were brutal to Tom. Not just like, I mean, you attacked him. That's your newest thing, is attacking all of our guests. But we just cut him off left and right. We didn't ha let him get a word in. Did we say who we had on this podcast yet?
Tom Hull, he is one of our resident blue belts, and he's a killer on the mats. Everybody's afraid of him. No, that's not true. But he's a good, great training partner and a nice guy. We don't get to talk to him too much because he stays to himself. He's a listener, like me.
He's busy. He's great. He's one of the best training partners in the gym because he doesn't want to like over involve himself in your life, which I want that part. I want everybody in the gym to be part of the family. But he's like, I'm here to train. Don't really have to talk to me. Let's train hard. And then as soon as class is over, he's one of the first to leave every time. So it was nice to sit down and cut him off over and over.
I hope he enjoyed himself. I think he did. He was in the military, which we go over very briefly in this
Very briefly.
podcast.
We talk about how many kills he has, and that's it.
I actually don't remember everything. I still haven't got the chance to listen back to it yet. I've been a little bit busy this week, but I'm going to try to rush this thing through tonight because I got to work tomorrow.
So I did quickly bring up our 1 year anniversary trivia contest, and we do have gifts for the winners now. Pete, you know, Pete, Big Pete
Yes.
Kaczynski. I think that's how you say his last name. I wonder if he's related to Ted Kaczynski. But anyway, he has donated two gift cards for the winners. Or
Really?
is it two for the winners? What I told him was, I said one's going to be for me and Ed, and the other can go to the winner.
Is he trying to bribe his way onto the podcast? Because it's working. No,
It's
it's
working. Now
working.
you want to have him on? He might be a good interview because his parents are small business owners, and we can see what that was like for him growing up.
You know what I kind of feel bad about? We do mention Ron in this episode. We definitely need to have him on. Maybe it will convince him to get his ass back on the mats.
He wanted to come on. I talked to you about it. It was all set up. We were going to do it, and then we just never
I
did.
know, we never did it because back then we were a little bit snobby with the guests. Now we don't care. We actually, it's better. I've had more fun with the guests that are in the gym full time. And like you said, it is nice to talk to somebody like Tom because he does rush out of there because he has a life and he has a new baby that he has to get to. But building trust makes it easier for us to learn together, to teach and learn.
Sure.
Sure.
I agree
you don't
with
care.
That.
You don't care.
I agree. No, I like it.
Okay.
But you know what, Ed? You can have conversations with people off the podcast.
I do,
too.
I do. But you know, the problem is certain people, you know this, are easier to open up than other. For you, it's easy to open up to anybody. For me, yes. People that are like me, like John Stanley and Tom, we're more introverted in the beginning because we're not sure. We're unsure if we should trust, right? That's my feeling. You could check your head all you want. I feel that, and Tom is similar to me in that way. But once we do open up, it's much better.
Yeah, I agree with that. But still, I'm going to stick with what I said. You can have people with conversations off the podcast.
No, but I
too.
Do. That was the point. That was the point. That was the point. Hold on, hold on. Talking to people like Lionel, who very extroverted. Sam is a very extroverted person. Tina, very extroverted. I have conversations with them all the time off the mat. Your brother, Maddie, right? But people that are introverted, if they want to go, I'm not going to force my way onto them.
Yes, you jump on their back before they get out the door and say, stay and talk to
fine,
me.
Fine, fine, fine. Give me a name, and I will do that to them the next time I see them.
Christine, because she's little, so if you jump on her back,
no, I'm not jumping on. I'll kill her. I'm too fat.
It'd just be fun to watch.
No, I'll break her.
So yes, you pointed out that I had lost some weight, Ed, or I look thin.
Yeah.
From either Christmas week or the week after, I was 206. I'm down to 193.
Great, that's fantastic. I started my diet again. I was 196.6 yesterday. I think I have a couple more extra bloat pounds. I'm similar to what you are, but I got those keto meals that I talked about, I don't know, either this episode or last episode, and it's very easy. I just pop them in, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, take it out, eat it, 600 clean calories that I don't have to worry about for dinner, and then for breakfast I cook, and these past 3 days I've been very tight on my diet.
That's right. You need to text me the keto meals you're eating because I want to try them.
You should try them because every one of eight so far is either fine or really, really good. Like fine is the worst it's been.
Text it to me. We're not going to talk about them on the podcast. I'll try them. If I like them, I'll start doing my thing and reaching out to them and getting ignored.
Speaking of sponsors, our main sponsor, Core BJJ, make sure you come and roll with us. We've been having a fantastic time lately. Everybody's been getting better to the point where I kind of don't want to show up anymore because every roll is tough, tough, tough. In this interview that we did right before, I rolled as hard as I could with Sam. I couldn't even breathe after class. I was having a hard time catching my breath because I got to work so hard.
You know what we did today? We have a competition next Saturday on the 6th.
Right, right.
And John Stanley signed up now. So now we have four people competing.
All right, where is it? I have to go.
I don't know where it is.
You don't know
we
where it
will
is?
We'll look. No,
all right, we're
going to
look it up.
Jess is like, I will carpool or something. But each competitor is allowed to have one spectator. Because of COVID, obviously.
Oh,
so
good,
I'll be
good,
one,
good. Okay.
And you could be the other.
Yes, yes.
Then so that's what we'll do. We'll go. And this is the good fight. They put the matches on YouTube. So we'll also be able to have some fun with that content. Oh. But John Stanley signed up now. So today was Jeff, John Stanley, and Jess. And we rolled first. We started rolling about a quarter after. And then we rolled for a half hour, and then the last 15 minutes, we just shark tanked those three.
Oh. All right, yeah. We got to get in this week. We got to start planning for this.
Fun.
This is the first competition since we started this thing. Isn't that crazy? There's been no competitions all last
That's
year.
That's because of COVID.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
There have been a couple.
Well, but nobody's
apparently
been training.
Pennsylvania's been having a few, and I was talking to Alex, you know, Alex Delanois.
Yes, yes.
And he was posting all these posts about tournament prep, and I'm like, dude, where is there a competition? Broomhall, Pennsylvania? Is that like the Philadelphia one?
I don't know anything about Pennsylvania.
Well, they had one, and I was like, oh, it was the next day, though, so I didn't know. Oh, well. Naga sucks anyway, so, and yeah, I can say that on this podcast.
Sure, I don't care. All right, so talk about our other loser sponsor, and then we'll get into the episode.
Oh, our other loser sponsor is Dr. David Zwoboda. Check him out on Instagram at dzwoboda. He also has a Facebook, Ground Game Physio, and you could check out his website, which I inspired, groundgamephysio.com. If you want to stay happy, healthy, on the mats, training, just loosen up or take care of some of those nagging injuries, Dr. David is your man. Make sure that you tell him we sent you.
Yes, and I know that he didn't listen to the last episode because I was re-listening to it today, and I trashed him the whole time, and it was fantastic.
You trashed him the entire time.
He deserves all of it.
I don't think he listens.
He doesn't.
That's okay. You know what I told him today? I told him, Ed says, this is what I said to him. I said, Ed says that he doesn't like you because you are using us.
That's not the only reason. That's one of the many, many reasons.
No, but that's. I just told him that today. He's like, Ed said that? I said, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't even talk. He doesn't talk to me anymore. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
No, he knows how you are. He has seen, and listen, this isn't a dum-dum. He's an educated man, and he can see right through you.
But wait a minute. You know who I am, and you love talking to me every day of the week.
I know, but
exactly.
He's right about you, and I still love you. Wait, I didn't say that. Take that part out.
I won't. All right, I hope you guys enjoy. This is episode 41 of To the Death Podcast.
With Tom Hull.
H-U-L-L.
Dodging you. How about you hit the record button and didn't tell me? How about mom still says an egg was not smashed on her head?
How do you go from dodging me to mom smashing an egg on
her head? Because her memory is so bad. Do you remember the egg being smashed on her head? Yeah, of course you do. Because that's what happened, Tom.
I believe it.
Right here, like this. Look at me. This is what it's got to be. Delicious.
Oh, right here. Yes. The mic. Yeah. Good. I don't want to get yelled at.
So today we are happy to have Tom Viper Hull on the podcast.
Not to be mistaken with Tom Hull. And if Tom Hull is listening, sorry for just about every other email and Facebook invite you've gotten.
So, Tommy.
Common mistake.
You were summoned here by Dave. He really wanted to have you.
That's cool, yeah. That's, you know, happy to be on. It's, I guess you could say I'm your biggest fan.
I don't know about that.
Might be.
We got a couple biggest fans.
Well, we're going to find out today. We have a couple of questions prepared for you.
Ooh.
To see how big of a fan you are.
I hope you wrote them down. I forgot.
I did. They're okay. In my text messages.
Great.
I text them all to you.
I don't have my phone, but...
Oh, man. Why do I feel like you're very unprepared tonight, Ed?
I rolled so hard with Sam. Like, as I possibly could.
I did. It was great.
I did well.
I watched. I know you did.
I'm going to throw
it.
Up.
I hate how well you do.
You saw I did the half guard.
Yeah.
So
you got the lapel, big.
No,
trick.
No.
Yeah, that helped you.
It didn't.
You're gonna tell me that didn't help?
I grab it to bother him. He thinks it's so important. It has nothing to do with it. It's the far foot that I grab. Once I have a hold of the far foot, I know I'm gonna finish.
Yeah, I know.
So it has nothing to do with the
but
lapel.
Why didn't you get up on the second one?
I was so tired. I tried as hard as I could for the scarf choke. He just muscled through it, almost flipped me over. Actually, he did get me over. Back to guard.
So sorry to interrupt.
No, but interrupt.
No, come on.
That's what you're here
guys
for.
Then. All right, great.
Put this by your mouth, though.
Right, yeah, sorry.
Talk louder.
I'll be the moderator.
Up his volume, Ed.
So, how much muscling is too much muscling, right? Like, where does technique, or I guess muscling, like, overcome technique?
If you technique a certain amount, you can muscle as much as you want. There's no too much muscling. It's when you muscle in the place of technique, that's the problem.
I don't muscle because I can't muscle, but I do try. I just have no muscle.
Okay, so if you could, you would.
Of course.
If I could, I would, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I try and I can't because I don't have any, so I won't.
No, but you look at somebody like Sam, he could cheat in certain spots, but where he is technically strong, like with his arm bars and stuff, the technique's perfect.
Mm.
Plus muscling equals tap Dave every time.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's wild.
Like, every time.
You know, I know Sam and John were just on, but just to talk about them for a minute, it's crazy just to see the... improvement in technique just in the last couple of months, right? So I stopped coming regularly in October, and when I came back, when did I come back? Like December, the end of December?
Mm-hmm.
It was like night and day with those two guys. It went from like strictly muscling and just like endurance for John specifically to like just like technique and like precision. It's just like, dude, what's going on with these guys? It's crazy. And not just them. I mean, you notice it across the gym.
Except for Matt, right? Put this microphone by your mouth.
Sorry.
He's doing fine.
Who's dodging me.
Matt's still here.
Dodging me.
You know, Matt dodges me. He never asked me to roll ever, ever, ever.
I wouldn't ask you to roll either.
You
actually
always ask me.
I know. We haven't rolled in a while. I want to start rolling again.
Well, you took today off. You got your
I have
knee.
To.
Yeah.
It's squishy.
Listen,
I had to
I'm
the
one
doctor.
Telling you to take time off.
I know, but I don't want to take time off.
That's
because
too bad.
Tonight, Sam was disappointed that I couldn't roll with him or that I wasn't going to roll with him. He's prepping for a tournament.
That's not why. He just loves to crush.
Fine, but he wants hard rounds. I'm harder than Matt. That's not true because Matt taps him. What the heck? Matt, you want this place? You want to buy it?
Ed, you want to teach for me?
No, I don't want
to. He doesn't even want to teach for
me
anymore.
Yeah, Dave tried to make me teach. I don't want to.
Tom will help me teach.
I don't know if I could be a teacher.
I can't be a teacher, obviously. So.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
You can't be a student either. So
I think it takes a certain kind of person to be able to do that.
So, Tom, who do you like better, me or Dave?
I knew you were gonna. I knew you were gonna ask that.
Really, I didn't even know he was gonna ask that.
I prepped for this question.
Put the microphone by your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
He's gonna pick you if I keep yelling at him.
Yeah, true.
He was gonna pick me anyways.
No.
I was gonna go like the switch, do the Switzerland approach, right? And be like, well, you both have great quality. Listen, I do have a bone to pick with you, Ed.
Thank
and
you.
Because of that,
just know, I'll punch you in the face if I have to.
That's fair. All right, I know jiu-jitsu, man.
It doesn't matter.
I love that Ed's true colors have been coming out more and more.
I hate when people look down on me.
But
I'm not looking down on you.
If they like Dave better than me, I know there's something mentally wrong with them.
All right, that's fair. I'm not gonna argue with you there. All right.
But do you think that's the reason? No, because there's something mentally wrong with Ed. Ed, what happened when you went to the doctor today?
Tom, I went to the doctor today. As you know, you've listened. I got hit in the head with a baseball when I was younger. Mm. Had traumatic brain surgery. I was within 20 minutes of dying. So this doctor saved my life. And I went to see him today for the first time in 15 years. And what he said to me was, you need to see a psychologist.
Are you serious?
So for Ed to point the finger at anyone having mental problems, I think that's pretty funny.
And I didn't tell him to go blank himself because he saved my life. I gave him a pass. If anybody else would have said it, I would have told him something.
Ed, go see a psychiatrist.
No, you're going to get it. I don't care about your knees. I'll break them.
Yeah, just watch the right ones iffy right now.
Let me explain why I picked Dave real quick.
This is crazy. I wish I would have went harder against you, but I couldn't because I would have threw up on you.
That would have been okay, too.
That's fine. I mean, you've beaten me so many times, it didn't matter.
All right, wait. Before you explain why you like Dave better than me, just admit that I am completely better than Dave at jiu-jitsu.
Okay, so I'll admit. So this is where...
Let's see. Let's hear it.
I'm listening.
This is where the Switzerland side comes in, right? Because, and I think if you asked anyone in the gym, they'd agree. You guys each have your own, and Kyle too, and Dan too, you guys each have your own thing, right?
Keep dancing. I'll dance all day, Ed.
Dance all day.
I don't like dancing.
He wants a stripe or something.
He's not getting it.
That's fine.
Remember how I pushed
put
for,
it on, you're going to take it off?
I pushed for Sam to get the belt, and he got it. I will fight you tooth and nail to never promote it. Go ahead.
What was I saying?
Why do you like Dave better than me?
Okay, one reason, and this is the only reason I thought about this all week because I knew you were going to ask because you ask everybody, right? And the only reason I like Dave better than you is because Dave and I were rolling like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you were coaching Dave. And I was like, dude, I'm the one drowning over here, and you're coaching Dave for like 5 minutes.
Right, and Dave coaches you because he goes with the crowd because he's a sheep, and everybody's going to coach you over me. I want to coach him to win because it'll make you better. Nobody's coaching him to win.
Ed.
Exactly.
I was drowning over there. Do you not want to be better?
Wait. But that's the only
reason?
That's
the reason.
That's the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Only one reason,
I mean, that's not even a good reason. I think you guys are both, good dudes.
Right, how about this?
No,
how about this? How
Ed
about
is
this?
Not a good dude.
I'm not a good dude.
I think so. I mean,
you're wrong.
From what I know, it's
you don't know much. Who's funnier, though?
Well,
on the podcast especially. No, because he wants
to. All right, on the podcast especially, I do think Ed's funnier.
Ed's funnier?
Hell yeah, I don't care if you like me. That's what I like.
I think so.
Yes!
And I say that because there's something specific you said last week where I actually laughed out loud.
Pasta cast?
You know, sometimes I'll like do the... it might have been the pasta cast.
That was me that said that, though.
No, there was something else. I don't remember exactly what it was. But
so Ed made you laugh one time, automatically he's funnier.
Well, yeah, I guess we get a new guest still.
It's not too late to get
a
new guest.
These are the questions you guys came with. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth.
No, these are my questions. Dave didn't even ask you his questions.
I didn't even ask you. Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint both of you guys. But
Ed's like, get trivia questions. Okay. You did that. That's not a trivia question.
I need to know.
Speaking of the trivia question, I did...
Get this microphone by your mouth.
Sorry. I did mention the manhole cover thing to my wife today.
And?
She had no idea.
Exactly. Most people don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not common knowledge.
It's not. That's why they ask it.
I knew that. I think you've asked me that in the past, though.
Maybe.
You understand the circle can't fall inside
the
circle.
I get it.
Listen, that was the favorite part of my episode. Sam. He's like, yeah, but what if the square is bigger than the circle?
What are you talking about? You wouldn't use a circle manhole cover on a square manhole.
Sam is the best. I love that because then Dave, pretty shortly after that, I was like, Ed, you were right.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. When Dave tells me I'm right, that's like the most satisfying, gratifying thing possible. Thank you, Dave.
You're right a lot, though.
We agree on a lot of stuff. It's like it's when we disagree.
It makes you crazy.
It does make
we're
me
allowed
crazy.
To have disagreements.
No, no. I like
think
the
that's healthy. Yeah. Right? You shouldn't agree on everything.
Right.
No, then you become... A guy like
no, but there
just has to be, right, you know.
So I'm having a bone to pick with somebody in my life. I'm not going to mention names, where we have disagreements, but their argument doesn't even come close. It's arguments that I've already went through in my own head, and they're just repeating arguments that I've already dismissed based on a lot of thinking. Dave has really good arguments that make me critically think, and it's kind of still a toss-up on most of them. There's not a concrete answer. It's when I disagree with somebody that I just have a concrete answer and I've spent hours and hours thinking about it. That's what really bothers me.
Put that on a loop. I want that on a loop, and I would like it on my phone. That's my new ringtone.
I'm just trying to get a rhythm here. Oh, most of this is going to be cut out. So.
Oh, fine.
I'm just kidding.
So, Tom, why do you listen to us?
Yeah, that's a great question because you listened for a while before I even realized. There's a lot of people that listen that don't say anything, which is what I would do. You know, I don't really interact. They just want to listen and enjoy it. But one day you came up and you started saying, like, we have a lot of things in common. But when you're in here on the mats, you never talk to me. Why?
Why don't I talk to you?
Yeah.
Because you're a horrible person.
No.
I don't think so. Well, usually we don't drill together, so I usually only talk to the person I'm drilling with. I mean...
What about after class? You can come, ask me a question.
He wants to get home to his family. He likes his family. He doesn't
like
you.
I like my family too.
It's not that I wouldn't hang, but you know, it's like a 40-minute ride home. It's the end of the night.
Minutes.
I got work the next day.
He passes several gyms to get here.
When I first started coming here, I lived like 15 minutes away, and then we moved up that way. But you know.
So you don't have time to talk to me. That's
it's not that. Yeah, basically I don't have time to talk to you.
Go back to Dave's question. Why do you listen then?
Well, I sit at my computer all day. I work from home now. So when you guys come on 7 o'clock in the morning, which I appreciate. Thanks for posting so early.
Thank you.
I don't know.
It actually posts at 2 a.m.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
I get the alert on my phone at like 7 a.m. So that's when I know to kind of tune in.
Nice.
But,
see, it works.
I'm already sitting at my computer and looking for something to listen to.
So we're just something to listen
podcast.
To.
Well,
not,
I mean, in the beginning, I was like, you know, support my friends.
Right. Oh, yeah, we were bad back then. Dave's been listening over and over to find the trivia questions. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot better.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I listened to episode one again, and not even one. I didn't think one was that bad. Two, horrific. I was like,
thanks, Dave.
Who the heck listened to this? But three, from two to three, jumped incredibly because that was our argument. Remember California?
California.
Yes.
All right, listen. Once things start opening up, I want to go back to that because I'm going to have an influx of cash. I'll even pay your way. Since you did all these nice things for me, we'll go out to California
Perfect.
Way. Actually, we got to go to Vegas because we got a bone to pick with somebody out there.
Don't you have to go
there.
To Korea,
That's
too?
Right. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go to Korea.
Korea.
So can I do
Although,
an update?
Might be
maybe
cool.
We're going to have
Here's
to go
my
to
update.
Korea now.
Here's my update. So have you been looking at any of the clips that I've been making for Tasteless?
No.
I watched the first one.
Okay. So
wait,
I've made...
you follow Tasteless?
No. He watches... I post them on my own Instagram.
Oh.
So far, I've made four for Tasteless. I got in touch with his producer. He says he's going to use them, but he hasn't used those. So what I did in the meantime is I made another clip for a different podcast. Have you ever heard of Zombie Grub?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she
casts StarCraft games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she interviewed Tasteless on her podcast, which is pretty new. She started around the time we did. Dave doesn't care about this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. So she has the same amount of podcast time as we do. So I made an audiogram for her, sent it to her in an email. I even went on her Twitch, subscribed, and let her know, hey, I sent you an email. Check it out. She even read it out loud on stream, but she never checked it. So a week later, I'm like, all right, whatever. I posted it on Twitter. Tagged her, tagged Tasteless. Tasteless retweeted it, got 1,400 views on the video. It's my biggest accomplishment to date.
Wow.
It wasn't my best made thing, but it was my most viewed thing. And this is how I'm going to get the ball rolling to get more people to look.
But has it gotten you any followers?
That's not the point. He always has to find some reason to put it down. 1,400 views, four retweets, 20 likes on Twitter is a big deal because only people getting likes
four
on Twitter.
Four retweets. That you haven't told me that yet.
Well, that's what Tasteless did. He didn't just post it for himself. He retweeted it, which gives me all the views and likes on my own page.
But what's four retweets? That mean three other people?
Three other people retweeted as well.
Like people that do stuff with the thing?
They have hundreds of followers instead of 90,000.
So like us retweeting it. But that's fine.
I have No, it's not because I have 11 followers. It's hard to get followers on Twitter. It's like unbelievable.
Twitter sucks.
It doesn't.
Twitter sucks.
Twitter.
I should just deactivate my Facebook too.
Facebook, yeah.
I saw you didn't have a picture because I was going to message you something and I'm like, I have his number.
Yeah, true.
But your name is there with no picture now.
But do you listen? Have you ever listened to Tasteless podcast?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Not. I mean, I like StarCraft.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
This is interesting.
This is,
this is why you like Ed.
Well, this is why I feel like I said to Ed, we have a lot in common.
This is disgusting.
But I feel you and I have a lot in common too.
Me too.
Yeah.
But not that.
Fair. Yeah, but different things, you know?
Yeah, sure. All right.
But don't you think I'm on his level podcast-wise?
Taste
my
level?
Yeah, definitely.
For podcasts, not for commentating or being a personality.
He's sure. I mean, I don't like... yeah, I guess so. I mean,
I guess so.
I don't listen to Tasteless all the time.
I'm saying podcasts in general. Like Dave and
podcasts in general.
Yeah, Dave and Dr. Douchebag both say I'm a purple belt in podcasting, but I don't agree with them.
Why not? I think the podcast is good. It's like the quality's good. The
right.
Everyone's voice sounds crisp and clear. It's,
so can we back up a tiny bit here?
Sure.
Why do you listen?
Well, for one, you guys are entertaining. You talk about stuff that's interesting to me, and you're my friends.
Yeah, okay. He's our target audience.
That's fine. So we got the reason that he listens. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
No, I listen to you guys and Joe Rogan, that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, my advice, more. It's podcasts have really been helping me in life in general, epiphanies. Dave listens to so much podcasts. That's why we get along so well, is because we've heard a lot of the same stuff, and we've agreed on a lot of the same stuff. That's why we've been friends, I think, so like a lot, because
you've been listening to the same podcast as me.
No. You listen to twice as many as I do. I don't listen to the other half that you listen to, which won't be mentioned, but the ones that we do listen to, because it goes beyond Rogan. I actually stopped listening to Rogan on a regular basis because because we've heard him talk over and over again.
Yeah.
So it depends on the guests, and when you have repeat guests, I've already heard what they said, or I've already branched out to them. Like there's certain people I followed from Rogan, and I've listened to who?
Lex Fridman,
yeah.
I'll listen to his podcast. I like those. Those
you have
good.
To listen to Lex Fridman. Dr. Dave loves him. I like him a lot, too.
Rogan, Chujitsu, Grappling Central. Should I not be...
Yeah. Don't say them. Don't say them. Because what happens is...
Chujitsu is good. I like Chujitsu.
Sure, but people... Yeah. The wrong people could use that information against you. Believe me.
Okay.
I don't think
I have that, like, any...
I know. Well, we do. Because if we want to be somebody... People don't like when you want to be somebody.
Yeah,
right. I have very incriminating evidence on Ed that I'll never use.
Because he's my friend.
Right.
And he has
the same.
Yeah, but that's what friendship is. You gotta have some kind of trust and go through those, because you got to know where the line is in private, because you don't want to cross the line in public, because that's when you get in big trouble.
But I'll tell you some of the incriminating evidence that I have on Ed after the podcast stops recording, if you'd like to know.
I don't like that.
Come on, that one thing is really hilarious. We should show him.
Fine, but... I'll kill you if you tell anybody.
I mean, it's fine.
No. He's got to tell us something first. It's
got
to be mutual.
I got stuff.
You
worry.
Got stuff?
I got, all right, no.
Good. We'll talk about it all later.
No. Do you want to get stuff?
You have stuff on me?
No, I was just kidding.
We'll get something.
I'm sure. I'll contact the military.
Well, you said Dave told me you have a question for us. So before ask questions, I want to hear your questions.
Well, I wrote down questions in case, you know, things got stale.
Oh, whoa. I don't want to hear them now. In case things are stale? Is this crazy? That's a big slap in the face.
You listen to the podcast. Has it ever gotten stale?
No.
I cut all that post. I cut all those
posts. But I've never been the guest.
Yeah, but you thought you were going to bring it down?
You never know.
But we're going to bring you up.
No, but that's good self-reflection. That's
well, no, it's smart. Yeah, rather than Dr. Dave coming in here with nothing written down, not prepared at all.
Did you feel like I carried Dr. Dave in the last episode he was on?
I don't think so.
God, you're a loser.
See, nobody feels that way, including me and Dr. Dave.
But I hate you guys.
No, you carried you, because that was just
carried
you
me.
Fighting for your life.
I'm stepping it up a level. Can you hear the level?
What's the level?
I still didn't put the fart on here yet.
That's fine. You put the fart in for the edits, and that's good.
What was that you just did?
Idiot button.
Ah, that's the idiot button.
That's the infamous idiot button.
Oh, you know,
awesome. We should write on there.
We don't need to.
Put a piece of...
But you know what I want to do for Tina and Jen is have buttons for when they get a question right or wrong, we can make a funny sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like a bad buzzer and an applause. There is an applause, right?
There's an applause.
Are they
going to
be like your young Jamie?
Oh. No, for the contest.
No, we'll press the
buttons. What contest?
The trivia contest. We're going to have a trivia contest for our 1 year anniversary, but I think we should have like a preliminary contest to see who makes it to the actual contest.
You're making this, you can't bring this up now. We got to figure this out. We got to figure out how many
fans
that
we were just talking about it, so I just brought it up.
Sure.
Remind me, we'll talk about it another time.
We're going to test Tom today with our practice questions, ones that we're not going to use for later, just to see how it feels, see how much he actually listens, because he talks a lot. Talk means nothing.
The boogie question?
I don't really think I talk a lot.
I know, but you're saying words like right now in this podcast that are wrong, and I want to show you how wrong they are. You got to listen back to this to see how
you're
wrong.
You're wrong. You should never like Ed for any reason whatsoever.
Oh,
you don't have anything in common with him. If you do, eliminate those things from your life.
Wait. I want to know. I didn't ask you about my one episode that I did by myself. What did you think about that one?
It was good. Yeah.
Tom, I got to teach you something, all right?
When you pause, it means it was no good.
No, I had to think about it.
Yeah, if you have to think about it, that's a slap.
But
in the face.
Well, I mean, it's not like I think about it every day. It's not like, you know what? Oh, that was just, I'm going to go listen to Ed's yeah, but Tina, solo podcast
Tina thinks
again.
About it all the time. That's why she's our number one fan, maybe.
Okay, yeah, she might be.
Oh, I mean, speaking of number one fans, we're going to ask our first question since you brought it up. Who is my number one fan?
Ed's dad.
No.
That's
Ed's
number
mom.
Two.
Brr, Ed's mom. That's right.
My mom doesn't even listen anymore. She can't stand the way we banter. A lot of people like it. My mom hates it.
I don't even think we banter anymore. We get along on most things.
Yeah, most things.
Not true.
It did get a little like, you know, okay, guys.
Whoa. See? That's fine. That's not fine. You can't let him talk like this.
It's feedback.
He's not allowed to have an opinion. Look, we're bantering right now. I was trying to not banter.
I'm not even bantering. I just want to smack everybody that comes in here. Nobody agrees with me anymore. That means I must be right. I'm on the right track.
That means you must be right. That makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, ask him again. He got one wrong.
No, we weren't there yet. I only did it because he brought up the number one fan.
Okay.
Okay, who's my number two fan?
No, he just said it already.
But he got can't get it right if he guessed that for the number one.
Be more creative.
I have him written down. I'm going to get him out in a minute.
Wait, do you have any other
questions? He has questions. I'm very curious. Once you told me that you had questions for us, I became very curious.
Right,
and I'd like to hear some of these questions.
Yeah, it's getting stale. Okay. It's getting stale right now.
You just say. Where's your pad? You forgot your pad?
It's in my bag.
Did you remember the questions?
I mean, I remember most of them.
All right,
let's just get one.
Hit it.
Let's see how bad this is.
Is it for each of us?
Listen.
Like, well, one for me, like, one for him, or is it general?
It's global, right?
So lead off with the best one, right?
The best one? All right, so, and this is just my opinion, right?
I hate your opinion already. I hate it already.
Wait,
I already
Dave may appreciate it. Or an opinion?
Well, it's kind of leading into the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so one thing I find interesting when I listen to podcasts or people talk about jiu-jitsu is like the lineage aspect of it, right? So I'll bring up the example of Eddie Bravo. If you listen to Eddie Bravo talk about how, you know, he got into jiu-jitsu and how he met the Machados and all that. I think it's the Machados.
Not in a while.
All right.
Probably haven't in the past.
Fair enough. Anyway, my question for you guys was, how'd you get here? Like, did you both start up top, or was
did
it
you,
pure?
Is he crazy? He said he listened.
Number one
You're
going to
get smacked
Tom.
Right in the face,
I don't remember
Tom.
You guys ever saying
the
that.
First episode.
What?
Episode one.
That was a year ago.
Not yet. Not yet. It wasn't.
Almost.
40 episodes ago. Have you listened to all 40?
Well, I mean, tell me your jiu-jitsu journey.
He wants to. Let's just go repeat the whole first episode then. Let's just do it
over.
He's asking us
to episode one.
You're being a little bit mean to him, Ed.
I am. He doesn't know what our lineage is. We said it in the. That's what the first episode is, the intro to us.
Obviously, you know.
It didn't stick.
It didn't stick.
Remember, episode one does suck.
Tina, you got to get in here.
She probably doesn't know.
She knows.
She might know.
Jen and Tina, you better go back.
Do you know what year I started in, Tom?
No.
Do you know what year Ed started in?
You're not even close to going to be.
He was 18, so.
Oh, look, he's got to do math.
He's doing math.
I got to do math. What is that? How old are you now? 31?
I'm not telling you.
You want to calculate it? Put the microphone by your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Even if you're making
so now
noises.
Now I'm on the spot.
Thought noises.
Tommy, you're making me wish Dr. Dave was back here, and I hate that doctor.
He's our sponsor.
He seems like a good dude. I don't know why
yeah,
I like
he
him.
Tricks you. That's what doctors do. They trick you into thinking they're smart and funny and handsome and they know stuff. He doesn't know anything.
I'm starting to think we have less in common than I thought.
There we go. That's
thank you.
That makes me happy.
You have to just trust me when
this
I say these
how
things.
I thought this was going
to
go.
I'm not being mean. I truly know Ed. So when you say a silly thing like that, I just have to redirect.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Yeah, this is to me.
Okay.
The fact that you say you know me, I trust that you do. What was the question? Where did we come from?
Where
year?
Did we come from?
Yeah, like
where
let
did
me,
you go?
I'll give
where
you,
did you come
let me
from?
Give a synopsis. If this is your first time listening, you want to know me and Dave. Dave started in 2006. Henzo Gracie Denville, George Cernak, who was our second guest. You probably don't
see,
know
now that
either.
Now that you say that, I remember.
Oh, now you remember. What year did I start then? I just told you when he started.
2007.
That's a guess.
It's a guess.
It is true.
Yeah.
I started Henzo Gracie Denville as well.
Oh, okay.
I trained there for a year, and then I followed Yanni to Wayne because he opened up his school.
Now it's coming back to me.
You are just
it's coming
saying
back
that.
To me.
No,
it is.
Yeah. Really, yeah. All right, tell me more about us.
Tell me more about myself.
Well, I do like hearing about myself, but not when you don't know the right answers.
Oh, then I'm not gonna tell you anything.
What year did we get our brown belts?
four years.
He's gonna get every answer wrong.
2016.
This is crazy.
Correct.
Not
you
bad.
Got that right.
You got
bad,
that
right.
You got that right. Who got it first, me or Dave?
I'm not sure we even know that.
I know it.
Trick question. Ed.
It's true.
I believe that it is a trick question.
A little bit sooner I got it. Like a month.
What month?
August. Right when my daughter was born.
Yeah.
That's how I remember.
I'm going to agree that was a trick question.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, he got it right, so congratulations. Still not impressed by you. You got any questions for him?
Do you want me to break him out now? I didn't know we were going here.
I want to berate him. I want him to get everyone wrong from here on out. We're going to start with the easy ones, I hope, and then we'll get to the harder ones.
Did you like all of them? Did you see that? I didn't have the microphone.
There was a couple.
I have one text. Read who that text is from.
John Galanti.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's my
text. Sure he's not the number one fan?
Ed's dad.
He's texting you?
Yeah.
My dad
you
might
be. You want to see some of the texts he sends me? They're fantastic.
You know why my dad might be the number one fan? Because he already knows this before the podcast even started, and I talk to him every day of the week about this. He's creating his own content, and he's helping me create mine and come up with ideas, so he should definitely know because he listens to every episode multiple times.
Can you take your socks today, please?
He's trying to do his own thing.
He's been trying to do his own thing since 1991, before the internet was even around. He had the idea of YouTube, but doesn't know how to put it into play.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to start with an easy one, and I'm saying that it's easy because we talked about this less than a half hour ago. What size shoe does Ed wear?
7.5.
Oh, that could be correct.
That could be correct. If you ask my wife, she would say 7.5, but I wear 8.
That is exactly what he said on the podcast. So I'll accept either answer.
Fine. All right. True. Fair. Good answer.
Now, should we use these now?
That's the caliber of questions you guys are going to ask?
Tom, let's get back on the mat. Remember how he wrestled John Stanley? I'll wrestle you right here.
I mean, Ed, we know what the outcome's going to be, but I mean, let's rock and roll, man.
All right. In winter of 2009, 2010, how many showers did Ed take? Put the microphone by your face.
5.
Wrong.
It's close. It was close.
4 showers.
That's probably one of my crowning achievements. What a disgusting.
4 showers. You believe that?
You probably
were guessing low too. And
I was guessing low.
Not low enough. That's before I met my wife and I was still a kid in my mind.
Oh god.
That's my dad's fault too. He didn't teach me proper hygiene. But Dave, I'll give you a dental update. I told you off the podcast. I went to the dentist today.
How'd that
Zero
go?
Cavities.
Nice.
The lady was having a hard time cleaning my mouth. I don't know what her problem was. I
probably
really didn't enjoy
chiseling
it.
Chiseling all the stuff that's glued to your teeth out of there.
You ever push your cuticles all the way back and it starts to hurt? She was doing that with my gums, like going extra far. She was scraping
all the crap that you don't brush away gone.
She was trying, but she was getting all gums. When I spit out, it was just pure blood. Oh my.
Okay, listen. What is Ed's and then mine favorite Girl Scout cookies?
Mm.
Oh, nice question.
I should know this because you were ordering them last week.
I was, but I did it all online.
I got a box of Girl Scout cookies yesterday at work. Somebody just came by with them.
I don't know the names of the different cookies.
You don't know the names of Girl Scout cookies? Are you a terrorist?
I just don't order Girl Scout cookies.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, so I could tell you the box colors.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay,
that's
fine. What's Ed's favorite box color?
All right, Ed likes the green boxes.
That's right. Okay, yeah. And me?
You like the orange box.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Purple. Samoas.
Purple. I like purple, too. It's my second favorite.
See, I was picturing Samoas as orange.
Not wrong.
Nope.
Tagalongs.
Dosey-dos.
Oh,
is it Tagalongs?
I don't know now.
One of the peanut butters. Those are Emmett's favorite.
Those are my wife's favorite. She asked me to get those, and I didn't.
Okay. Here we go. We had one episode where we had a technical mishap. We talked about it on the intro-outro.
He'll never get this one.
One episode. Technical mishap, and we lost a good 30 minutes of material. You almost couldn't know by listening to the episode
now.
Because
I'm so freaking good at it.
Except we talk about it. Who was the interview with, or give us the episode number.
He'll never get the episode number. I don't even know the number.
I know the number.
Because you looked up the question.
Episode 27.
Wrong.
Was it? Well, is it close?
No.
No.
Don't guess.
It was Joseph. I don't know what episode number it was.
I think it's 18.
He accidentally kicked the cord out of the wall and the thing turned off. And we had a good 20 minutes. It was a good 20 minutes too. And we lost it all. But lesson learned, don't let people play with their feet next to the wires.
My real guess was going to be the guy from Henzo Gracie Holland.
We only lost 1 minute because we
sorry
got disconnected, right?
Your name up.
You got to put that
here.
He's going to call me and be like,
man.
Friggin' Tom.
It's all right. You can't do worse than the doctor. He really is one of the worst guests. And he's trying to make his own podcast, and he can't even talk into a
microphone. It's hard to do. I mean, if you don't do it all the time.
Sure, but he's trying to start his own podcast. So if he doesn't figure this out.
Who was our first female guest?
I'm trying to think of her name. Black Belt from Trenton.
True. You better know her name, though. You don't get it right now.
Emily?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We got to reach back out to Emily. She's got a new thing she's doing now.
I know. I already reached out to her.
What'd she say?
I just
Oh, you just said like
commented. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. That's not reaching out to her. I
Whatever. I got her number. You want me to call her? I'll call her right now. Ed, would that make you happy?
No, I don't want to bother her. That's my general thing is I hate bothering people. Dave loves to bother people.
I love
people.
Bothering people.
So that's
but
why we
do
work
you know
well.
Why else Ed hates bothering people? Ed, what happened when you reached out to Emily?
She ignored me.
He doesn't take that very well.
No, because I'm not good through words only. Text, I just can't do it. Dave's seen some of the stuff I've sent to people. It's embarrassing.
I'm horrible in person, but by text or email, fantastic.
He really is professional. Yeah. It's impressive.
Like your first impression of me, how did you ever come back here?
No. You put on a good first impression. It's the second layer that people will start to go, wait a minute.
So it's after I'm comfortable around you, then it's like, ooh, I got to get out of here.
That's what happened to my wife.
Really? She liked me the very first time?
She was very open to giving you a chance. Sometimes she'll be very close-minded to even the chance. She gave you the chance, saw the second layer of the onion, you stunk.
Okay. Tom, how many of Ed's friends does his wife like?
Zero.
That's correct.
Easy question. For now, that's subject to change, you know.
All right. This is the last one I have a whole bunch written down here, but this is the last fun one. Ed got drunk on an episode. What was Ed drinking?
White Claws.
No.
Nice try, loser.
Should we give it away?
No, don't say it. They're not a sponsor. But I do want to drink with Dave because I want to see him get a little silly because sometimes he gets too serious. Look at him.
Did you see me on Saturday?
No.
You didn't come on Saturday? I can't remember.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't here
I
Saturday.
Couldn't roll on Saturday.
He couldn't roll. He was too hungover.
I was.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't even that I was like hungover and sick, but every time I moved my head, I got real dizzy. I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Oh, yeah, that's
I just had some wine, and because I don't drink, just a little bit of wine goes a long way.
I think that's another reason why we get along so well together. We have the same drinking habits. Very rarely do we drink, which is so awesome without drinking that we don't need it. Right, Davey?
That is correct. Correct, Ed.
Thank you. I'm 100%.
Because everyone remember that for the quiz coming.
Trivia question.
No, we're not using these questions. These are the easy ones. You can't get any of them right. I can't even believe you claimed. Like, I actually, I thought that he was going to, like, come in here.
It's self-proclaimed, man.
And wow us. Yeah, yeah. But now, any proclamation you make, I'm going to disregard it.
You know, it would have upset me that I let you down like that. However, just some of the things you've said already, just, I'm not upset.
Which one's the applause button?
That's not, come on, stop pressing all them.
You can touch them again and they stop?
Because they go on for seconds and seconds.
I didn't know that.
I do everything.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Tom, don't you see how hard this could be to put yourself out here like this?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And now, so say you do this, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have this guy telling you how much of a loser you are at it and everything that's going wrong, but never tells you any of the right things until way, way after. That's what
have
my
you
life
ever
is like.
Heard me tell him that he's horrible at the podcast, he's a loser at the podcast, or anything negative towards
the
podcast?
He doesn't say those words. The words that he says make me feel that internally.
Okay. But the words that I say, do they help you to get better or do they make you worse?
They make me better.
Okay.
But it hurts very badly, and it makes me want
to
quit.
Give me the exact words to the meanest thing or the thing that you've interpreted as the meanest.
All right, let's just go. I'm going to tell you what you said last that really hurt my feelings.
Okay, I know what it was. Go.
And then I'm going to explain to you what we're going to stop doing so I can avoid this.
I know what we're going to stop doing.
Okay.
Go.
So
we're going to stop the podcast.
I sent, you know who Lee Syatt is?
No.
He, you know.
Is that the last mean thing?
Yeah, you know Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
Okay, Joey Diaz has a podcast. Well,
the
had a
Flying
podcast.
Jew.
Yes, The Flying Jew, Lee Style. He's his producer, was his producer. But now Lee's doing his own podcast. So what I did was I made an audio clip for Lee because he asked for a question. He asked for advice, right? So I sent it to Lee. Lee got back to me, said, thanks so much. He might use it. He didn't say yes or no, whatever. I sent it to Dave, what I sent to Lee. He said, don't send that. That's all he said. Don't send that.
That's all I said.
Period.
Don't send that.
And first of all, it's already sent. I already told him it's not the best thing I ever made. It's not supposed to be funny. It was supposed to be advice that I generally think is good advice. And he gave me that feedback. And I wanted to punch him in the face, but I didn't even say anything. No. Don't even make any comments now.
He has stuff to say.
Shut up.
But you don't think shut up is meaner than send that?
I can be mean, but.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Whatever. So what I'm saying is from now on, I will not let you know anything that I've done through text. Because when we talk in person, I need to be able to have a back and forth with you to really communicate what the whole thing is about.
That's
we
fine.
Haven't even talked about it in the first place. And once I tell you, you know, why I did it and the way it is, I can explain to you why. Through text, though, you're very abrupt, and it makes me crazy.
It's not abrupt. It's a sentence. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yes, one sentence. I spent 3 hours on it. I spent an hour listening to his thing. I spent time thinking about it. I put a lot of thought into it. Yes, is it not perfect? Of course not. But it's a step in the right direction. If he uses that, it will be my new most listened to thing I've ever created. And that's the goal we're going for. Yes, I can't make a home run every time. I can't make the thong song every time.
The thong song is not your home run. It's the toothbrushing one.
Whichever.
Tom, which was better, toothbrush or thong song?
I liked the toothbrush.
Thank you.
You like
because
the
it was an original creation by the genius Sweaty Eddie. How's that?
I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good. That's great. That's another slap in the face. Thanks, Tom.
It's not a slap. You're condescending. Pretty good.
I think that's a compliment. All right, Ed. It was just incredible.
That's what I'm looking for. But listen, Tom. This is something I've learned very recently. If I tell you a joke, I am looking for a certain amount of feedback. If you give me good, like, if you ever met anybody with a really good laugh, like, Dave's got a good laugh, and he emotes when you actually make him laugh. Like, he's not going to give it up for free, right? But if you know that I'm going for something, you could play it up a little, be a little more enthusiastic about it. Then, if you are, I want to tell you more stuff. When you say stuff like, it's pretty good, or it's good, I don't want to tell you any more things because you're not reciprocating. So I'm excited.
I mean, it's not like I'm studying the toothbrush.
You are not listening. This is a problem with most people in my life.
How it is all the time. You're getting treated how I get treated. No, but this is why I'm rough back to him.
Sure.
Because he's always attacking me.
Admit
you.
That I could take it, though. No. Because, listen, I do get flustered, but it doesn't change my action.
You're
it makes it builds me up.
Skin.
I'm not thin skinned.
John Stanley said it too.
Let me explain that to you. All right. Me and John already had a talk. He knows him. I know me. Now, listen to me. Thin skinned means you would say something to me, it would make me act differently. Action is more important than words. I've been telling Dave all the time, 90-10. 90% is action, 10% is the word. So Tom likes to say a lot of words, but there's no action behind them. So if I'm enthusiastic, listen to me. Listen to me.
Leave him alone.
I'm saying the words that you do. Don't even say anything yet. I'm going to run you over for this entire podcast.
That's fine.
Do you see? There's a recurring trend here. Ed likes to just beat up the guests now. So because he tries to argue with me and put me down, and I'm just like, whatever. I don't care what you say.
But Tom, don't.
Tom, you care what he says. John Stanley cares what he says. So Ed's just going, I'm going to beat up all our guests. That's what I'm going to.
Because, listen.
You can be a guest on our show, and Ed will not beat you up or put you down.
Doubt it. Oh, let me just get my point out. All right, I'll talk forever.
Now, let me describe this for everyone that's sitting at home, because, again, you're not on video. Ed is lunging, pointing, and his hands are flying like an Italian right now as he's talking to Tom.
I am Italian.
He's
Galanti.
Jumping and lunging at Tom like he's about to smack him. Go.
But Tom, you could feel the energy that I have, right?
Yes.
All I'm saying is the words that you say aren't what matters to me. It's the emotion. Like, you could tell that I'm worked up about this and I'm very excited about it. Like the toothbrush clip, I spent a lot of time on that. And when Dave did give me the feedback, it felt really good. So I want to tell you about it and how I'm trying to create that over and over again. And so when you say, that's good, there's no emotion in it. And I don't feel like I want to tell you anything else.
But everyone's different, Ed. I mean, you can't expect the same caliber of emotion from everybody. If just because I didn't, like, you know, jump out of my shoes over... Sorry. Just because I didn't jump out of my shoes over the toothbrush thing, it, like, when I say it's good, it was good. I laughed at
sure,
it.
Sure. Okay. Now, this is the difference. When you say that, right, in real life, we're on a podcast right now. We're trying to entertain. If you do that, it's less entertaining than if you, even if you went the opposite way and you gave me some emotion the opposite way and told me what's wrong, because that's what Dave does. Dave gives me the opposite reaction and then he gets me worked up more. No, but when you
not
give
intentionally,
me,
that's my
no, that's what you actually
reaction.
Think.
Oh,
fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying you do that manufacture it, but that's why we have fun and we banter, because he's given me equal energy. That's why we can the one episode, because we didn't have any energy back and forth. If we both talk like you do and say, that was good, nobody wants to hear that ever. So I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
Help me.
Well,
help
this
Dave.
Is my to the death podcast number one.
Sure,
right?
Sure. So you're learning the hard way, because I'm giving it to you, you know?
I thought your energy was great, Tom, and I would listen.
He's saying that to work me up even more. He loves working me up.
I'm not doing it to work you up. Stop beating up the guests, Ed. We're not going to have anyone left.
All right, fine. I'm done beating up the guest.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm going to beat you until you fight back. I like to fight back. It's fun.
You're not going
to
get it from me, though. And I'm just going to tell you that. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Pretend he's passing your guard. Fight back.
He doesn't even fight back. I could pass easily.
I saw. Yeah, he does the same pass to me. I think I could put up a better fight. I can hold off one or two, but if he gets that knee the third time, I crumble.
You know what makes me feel good is when you tell me that other people can't do it because of me.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel great.
Yeah.
That's a compliment. without saying that's good. It's a specific kind of thing. I'm saying this, listen, I'm being extra over the top, but I do think it's a good point to do it in life in general. Like if somebody tells you a story, the way that you receive the story and give it back to them, you ever heard the term, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game?
Sure, yeah.
What they mean by that is you want to be fun to play with, whether you're winning or losing. Like if you win too hard and you don't even give them a chance, like if I just roll with you and I crush even harder than I crush that, I just go as hard as I can every time. Yeah, you might get a little tougher, but is that the most fun? Like, are you learning the most you possibly can?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's the same thing with a joke or a story. Even when you tell somebody, or you give somebody a gift, right? You ever give somebody a gift and they're like, oh, thanks. That's not what we're looking for here.
Okay.
You know, we're looking for the full reciprocation because that's what feels good. Do you ever give a gift and they love it and they didn't even think, they're so surprised, they didn't ask for it, it's something you thought of? That's what we're looking for here on the podcast with the conversation.
I'm looking at you right now, Ed. Is your hairline getting worse?
It's getting worse. Thanks for pointing it out, Davey boy.
It's getting worse, right?
It's getting worse. I'm getting older. I'm getting balder. Thank you.
That's okay. My hair's getting thinner, too.
Yeah, but you got it long, so you can cover it and
kind of hide it.
And the problem is I got a wrinkled head. I got some kind of wrinkle problem that when I shave it bald, I look like one of those dogs with their faces all mushed together.
That's called a Shar
Pei. That's what I look like,
is
a Shar Pei.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, oh, the Chinese fighting dog. That.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah. I might as well just...
About, no, no.
Hey, you know what I should do? I should get that dog tattooed on my head.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Ed, I recommend that that's not a good selection for you to do something like that.
Don't talk
We could
like
talk
that.
About it further if you would
Stop
like.
Stop talking like this. See what he's doing?
But you said that you don't want me to just tell you don't do... Don't send that.
No, I'm saying...
Don't do that.
I'm saying,
feel like there's
what's
mixed
the
signals.
Difference? No, I'm...
It text. Is mixed signals. No. Thank you. This is what I'm dealing with. I don't know... We talked about it on an episode a while back. Tell me you love me, but don't tell me you love me. I just need to know that you love me without you saying you love me. But don't say that you love me and don't tell me you hate me because I don't want you to say that you hate me. But
you
I don't
know
want...
an example of it is what you just said with the over-under. That's an example.
That's perfect. Yeah, but
no,
that's basically
but I
saying...
I haven't critiqued you when we're doing this. Your energy is great.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I never critique him on that. He's. It's always the guest that's always a dud.
See, how was that? How was that laugh? I kind of... Tried to project it.
Oh, Tom, I love you.
Oh,
you're
God.
Doing great. This is fun because Dave was really nervous that you were going to do that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
He's like, write some questions down in case Tom can't carry himself. I'm like, Tom's going to be fine. He's got stories. I said, if he slows down, we'll just bring up the military and we'll get him to tell some military stories. Do you have any military stories,
yeah,
Tom?
Sure.
Tom, that's what I'm saying. When he told me you were in the military, it surprised me. Because this is what you do.
Surprising.
This is what because I'm in the fire department. I work half of the people in the fire department are military. So we play like this all the time. And sometimes I go a little too hard, which I found out recently. So I do have to tone it back, but not with you. You were in the military. You could take this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm very thick skinned.
Just like me.
But I mean, yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't speak my mind, I guess.
But I think it's all right. So I got a bunch of friends in my life. Samir, who introduced us to the douchebag
doctor. I love you, Samir.
I love Samir, too. And he has always been like this his whole life. He figured out how to be charismatic. And charisma, I always thought, was like you're either born with it or not. It's not true. You could work towards it. And I've been working towards it. Obviously, I'm not even close to as charismatic as Samir, but that's what I'm trying to be. And it actually has been helping me in my regular life. I just bought a new car, and it did help me talking to people and not letting them run over me like I'm running you over right now.
You may think you're running me over.
Are you think you're Jedi mind tricking me? Because you're not.
I don't know. Am I?
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, so
what kind of car did you get? Is
don't
it a
worry
Tesla?
About it. It's not. I want to get a Tesla.
That's going
to
be my next car.
That's the next question.
To counteract
How about
truck.
This? How about this?
Perfect.
Tom, yeah. I talked about the Tesla. I don't even remember which episode it was. Why am I not buying a Tesla?
So this is the thing. I remember what I was doing when I heard you guys talking about this. And this is actually one of the things that I feel like we had in common, but I don't remember why you're not. Oh, no. I do remember. Because when it gets something about when it gets cold and maybe the battery life of
sure.
when it gets
yeah.
cold, right?
That's part of it. Another part is the window automatically
the
comes
window.
Down to open the door. So if it's frozen shut, the car won't open.
I bet you can change that setting because in New Jersey, you're going to have the window go down in January while it's snowing out. I'm sure you can change
sure,
that setting.
Sure. But the battery life is not fixed. The battery life right. does go down. So I don't, until the battery is like 1,000 per charge, 500 is still good even if it goes down half. And I don't have the funds to support that yet. But eventually I will get a Tesla because I believe in Elon.
Can I tell you, I'm impressed that he knew the first half of the answer. He didn't know our lineage, but he knew why you didn't buy a Tesla.
And that is a good sign because I wanted to get away from the jiu-jitsu stuff. I'm sick of this.
But it's a jiu-jitsu podcast.
Not anymore.
He's trying to take it in a whole new direction.
No, that's why I want to do my own thing because I have that on the side too because I do like talking about jiu-jitsu stuff with jiu-jitsu people. But it is fun to know the stuff outside of jiu-jitsu, like the stuff we have in common.
We barely talk about jiu-jitsu anymore.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much jiu-jitsu
That's why
talk.
I think it's more fun because we're not...
But I guess there's so much you could talk about. Sorry.
Yeah, but we're not... I don't want to pigeonhole myself because, like I said, jiu-jitsu is only a quarter of my life at most. So I like to talk about the other 75% too. We can mix it all together.
We need to make jiu-jitsu more of your life. Why is it only a quarter? What do you do the rest of your time?
Make this friggin' podcast? Try to get people's attention? Right. I got two daughters?
98.5.
Aren't you impressed by me, Tom?
Hold on. My original answer wasn't going to be charismatic enough. Yeah, Ed, you just...
God, your like version of charisma is
I'm
like...
I'm trying, man.
Wait, but you're not impressed with Ed? Do you remember Ed from before the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Which version of Ed is better?
I like this Ed.
Ed is a completely different person now. He would come, you'd see him maybe next month, maybe you'd see him again in April. Now, he's here all the time because he needs the material. He's here goofing off with us, laughing at everybody, smashing people into the wall, watching Sam choke me to death, getting material for the podcast. Also, now, instead of what were you doing before the podcast on your downtime?
Oh, a bunch of different frivolous things. I was playing video games. I was involved in the stock market.
That's sometimes, not frivolous.
Sometimes I was practicing how much I could sleep.
Or eat. Now, instead, he's been doing all this research. He's editing podcasts, creating his own podcasts. He's having mastermind groups on Zoom. He's doing all this video work, figuring out how to do the video work, making fantastic clips. And he's trained more since COVID than ever in his entire life.
And you know what? You want to know my biggest accomplishment? Learning how to be critiqued by losers.
Okay.
Ta-da!
You'll never understand that. It's okay.
I don't know, man.
Wait, do you create, like, where do you put your creative energy? Everybody has creative energy. Where do you put yours?
I guess into work, as boring of an answer as that may be, but that's honestly where it all goes.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody has some. I don't necessarily put a lot of mine into work. It used to be jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu was my main outlet for creativity, and I think that's how you get to the higher belts, because you have to think outside the box in terms of what your body can do. Now I put it all into the podcast and then a little bit into jiu-jitsu.
I don't think I have any creative energy left.
Well, yeah, that's good to spend.
No, there's none in the podcast. I don't have it. You do everything creative for the podcast.
That's not
true. I just talk.
That's part
jiu-jitsu,
of
jiu-jitsu. I'm just getting beat up anymore, so there's obviously no creativity going into jiu-jitsu. I definitely do not use any creative energy at work. None.
He's doing
whatsoever.
The bare minimum.
Yeah, I'm just coasting. I'm just trying to hide in the shadows. Nobody sees me. Nobody wonders where I am.
That's done. Perfect. Has it been working?
No.
No. The thing about creative energy is you need to replenish it, or you could just wait for it to build up on its own. So this is what I've been doing with the epiphanies. Like, you can manufacture them, and we have been doing, like, when I come in here or we go do different things or we talk to different people, or if I'm not even on the podcast, if I talk to a stranger, I've been trying to make strangers laugh and then to make stories later that I could tell people. And now it builds up creative energy that I could use for these videos and stuff. And then I listen to podcasts like he listens to. That's why you should listen to more stuff, because it could trigger and fill your energy bank more often.
Yeah, I mean, we named a few podcasts, but I listen to like audiobooks and stuff.
That's good. Okay, you didn't say that.
Well, I mean, I didn't get a chance to.
I asked him specifically about podcasts.
Yeah, all right, which audiobook was your last one?
Origin by Dan Brown.
I heard that.
Origin. Isn't that one of the ones the doctor recommended?
No, he told me Originals.
Oh, Originals. Sorry.
Which I did read.
Started with an O.
I utilize it too.
I know. You read that quick.
Yes.
I don't like all of the inferred education you got from that.
What does that mean, inferred?
Because you said that I listen... But because I don't create, don't take my advice.
That's not, I say it in the...
That's what you said.
I said it in a derogatory way. That's not exactly what he said, word for word. But
because I listen to more podcasts than anyone ever created.
No. But listening to a podcast and creating a podcast are two completely different things.
But because of how many I listen to, I think that I can give you good criticism on your podcast and your editing, and I can properly rank you
As an audience member, for sure. As a creator...
I'm not ranking you as a...
But that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to... Listen, to be a black belt in anything, you need to think outside the box. You need to work with mentors in some capacity. I need a mentor still. I'm not going to reach the top without it.
You've got me.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're a great mentor.
See?
He's tough to deal with, really, truly.
Tom is... I mean... He likes it.
Yeah.
Of course you like it. You don't have to go through the feelings that I go through.
Maybe the feelings are all in your head, just like we talked about with Dr. Dave. Just like your doctor told you today. Go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, but what did you say?
It's in you.
Ask Dave what he said when I told him that.
What did you say?
I said the doctor should go to a psychiatrist.
He told him. Oh, he told me, no, you don't have to do that because that means I have to go to a psychiatrist.
I forgot that.
That's fair.
Yeah, but the guy's not worried about his kids. He should go to a psychiatrist.
The whole point is, when listen, I'm giving you feedback in a harsh way, but I think there's a lot of truth in what I'm saying. It could help you because it has helped me. Anything that I tell anybody, any advice is something that I am
I'm not trying to make a podcast, though.
No, but you're trying to be a better person.
Well, sure.
So wait, you want him to be more lively?
I think I was a bad person.
More...
No, not lively. I'm saying outside your comfort zone. Like, how often do you get so nervous that you feel like you're going to throw up?
Never.
All the time.
Really?
No.
That's never. You never do, right?
I mean, rarely.
That's what I'm
Sometimes,
saying.
Sometimes, like...
Make yourself uncomfortable more often. Like, that's why I got on stage those few times. I almost passed out from nerves. And once you push through it, the adversity of it, you come out stronger.
Yeah, I get that.
But then what do you recommend for somebody like me?
Dave has no soul, no nerves, nothing. I don't know. I don't know what makes him tick, but whatever it is useful for me to bounce off of him.
I mean, so it's not like I've never been put in an uncomfortable situation.
Sure, I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay, I was...
I'm not saying
like
that.
That.
No, I'm saying.
He wants you to do it more.
No. There's times in your life where you did it more often. Probably when you were younger. Maybe when you were in the military or in uncomfortable situations.
Sure.
That would make me uncomfortable.
Right. I'm on the fire department. I get put in uncomfortable situations at work too. But I like to do it in person as well. And then when we first started this podcast, ask him how lunatic I was when we used to meet these people.
That's great. You got to listen to the Emily episode. I should have talked to her beforehand, but I didn't. But remember,
if he would have
your mask,
that, he would have broke the mask. He would have broke me.
It was, yeah.
I was so like, do you ever get so tunnel vision? I was so tunnel vision that I would have trusted anything that came out of her mouth. So if he collaborated with her before I met her, anything she would have said, I would have been like, this is it. This is over. I would have quit right then. He would have made me quit.
He would have thrown up right on the floor in her lobby while we did the interview.
I would have got on my hands and knees. I would have started cleaning it up. You guys would have did the podcast without me. It would have been a nightmare.
I don't know how to work that little machine. This one I do.
Oh, yeah. That's when we had the Zoom.
This is a...
Man, night. Remember that? Those were tougher times.
Not for me.
Not for you.
1.5 for life,
me.
Baby.
I used to spend... Tom, it used to take me like 10 to 12 hours for one episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't understand. That's what I'm going through. And then he comes back with these one-liners through text, like, don't send that. It drives me nuts, Tommy.
But, I mean, it's feedback, right? So
it's not as useful as you think.
Regardless, right? So you sent it to, I don't remember the guy's name, but Joey Diaz's producer.
Sure.
Flying Jew.
Whatever. Like, if it sucks, it sucks. But at least you sent it, right? At least you put the time
True.
In.
True. I wish he would say that to me. Thank you for the feedback.
Well, hey,
some things are better left unsed.
Some things are.
Isn't
that's
that
true statement.
Right, Michael Malice?
Yes. True. Also true. But oh my God, you want to talk about wanting to quit after that? Sure. But it's good to feel the emotions. You have to feel them because you have to go through the adversity or you're not going to get better. Just like jiu-jitsu. How many times have you been tapped out and you're not even a black belt yet? Yes. You got a lot more tapping to do. That's what this is. It's harder. It's in a different format. It's more mental than, it's no physical. It's all mental.
Yeah, no, I think you guys are doing a great job. Otherwise, I wouldn't listen.
Thank you. That was better than good.
That was good.
See,
we should end
learning.
Right on that
I'm
note.
The best teacher ever. Don't even start. We're not even close. It's only
it's
8 o'clock.
It's time.
It's time already?
Yeah.
Oh, can we do five more minutes, Papa?
You always ask for five more minutes. This guy in 5 minutes and you erase that Papa
right.
off of this friggin'
really
podcast.
Quick.
I know, right? This felt good. Tell me it was good.
There was so much more I wanted
good.
To talk about.
Same.
All right, well,
I wanted to hear some military stories. And Tom, the first time you came in here, you were in a uniform, weren't you?
No.
He just made that up.
That wasn't you?
He was
that
so sure
me.
Of it.
Hang on a second.
I definitely wouldn't have done that.
Get right. the security tape up.
No, I didn't have them back then. The cameras are fairly new. Otherwise, I would have bootlegged Josh Hinger's seminar and I would sell it.
No, you wouldn't. He would never do that. You know what? Dave has a lot of integrity. He doesn't say it out loud, but the way he acts is with integrity.
I wouldn't ever do anything like that.
I believe that. Yeah.
He doesn't lie. He's never lied to me.
I
not
do
once.
Lie, but it's there's like a certain tone when I lie. Like, I'm not trying to hide the
sure.
lie. I want you to know that I'm lying
yeah.
when I lie.
That's not a lie. That's a joke. That's what that is.
No.
That's a joke. That's when you want somebody to know your lie. That's
no,
what
because
a joke
I'm not
is.
Trying to make you laugh. I just want you to think that I'm telling the truth, but you know that deep down I'm not.
Dave doesn't understand what jokes are. It's fine.
It's not
Tom,
a joke.
Tell me what you think about us now that
he
I berated you.
He already
for the time.
Told you.
No,
his
no.
opinion hasn't changed. He likes you even
no,
less
no, no.
now.
not, fine, that's true, but you weren't expecting this, and that's what I
not
like.
At
I
all.
Like to. That's what I want to do. I want to do the unexpected. That's all.
That's cool, and yeah, I mean, like I said, this isn't at all how I pictured this whole thing going, which is good.
That's
you know?
Good. That makes
yeah.
me happy.
Was this better or worse than you expected?
See, he's not going to, Ed's not going to like my answer, but, I think it was better. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say worse
yeah,
when you said
well,
that.
I don't think, you know, I don't think.
Because you thought we would just sit here kind of lame like this and talk into the microphone, but we're not. Ed's
I didn't
jumping
realize,
at you. He's going to attack you.
Yeah,
he's
yeah. I didn't realize how
mouth.
Like animated this was.
No,
know?
It's this is only recently, the past five episodes.
No,
six
we've
episodes.
Always been like this.
No, not as animated. Well, when I talk to strangers, I don't get this animated. You know that. You, he
oh,
go,
okay.
Yeah, he
you're
gives
not
me,
lunging and stuff
what
at
happens
a stranger.
Is I go into interview mode when I don't really know the person, and I'm trying. Like, that's what I do.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to talk
good.
To these people and get like real answers, and I just want to sit there and BS.
I think
want...
yeah. I think he's
Which,
more.
I mean,
he's
both,
more. He's
both
more right.
Are
though.
Cool.
No, but the problem is, I don't care as much if you hate me. You know, I'll push the edge with you because I know I'll have another chance to talk to you after. Like we come in, like we had an incident, and I figured it out. But I got a chance to talk. If I do this with a stranger, I'm never going to talk to them again. Like Emily stopped answering me after we did the talk. So if I didn't do good right then, I would have left a bad note forever. I still probably did, but the whole point is I don't want to take chances there, which I should probably. I should listen to Dave because I got to take more chances.
I didn't say that, though. You're inferring that. You infer too much.
I do infer a lot.
Yeah.
I do a lot of inferation.
Well,
is
the
that
problem
the word?
That's why I've said that before. You should find that one in which episode.
Go ahead.
Oh, well.
Oh, silly.
In my experience, the problem with inferring is you're usually wrong.
Correct. That's your problem. Because he always says, don't say that. And I'm like, that's not what I said, Ed. I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth.
All right,
well,
so
that's what it felt like you
fine,
said
fine.
To me.
Fine, fine. Wrong is one thing. But if that's what the general feeling I get from it, feelings are hard to push past. That's what makes everything hard. There's a lot of simple answers. But when feelings get involved in it, that's what makes it hard. So I got to figure out a way to... They're just automatic. When he says stuff, automatically, bam, it's in my head like that. And now I got to learn how to get past that and try to... block my emotions out. It's
so
easier said than done.
Would you think that maybe he does need to see a psychiatrist?
Well, we're going to do the
for that specifically.
We're going to do the team one.
Yeah, we are definitely going to go to a couple's therapist.
Would you like to listen
with
to that?
The podcast.
I would love to listen
there
to
we
that.
Go.
Do you
all
know
right.
any therapists?
I don't.
Because it would be easier if we had a way in. Because if like I call somebody and I'm
That'd
like,
be
listen.
Super weird.
Me... I have a partner. We do this podcast.
I have a partner.
And we really need to... It's like business...
There's got to be business psychologists.
I feel like if you find the right doctor, though, like they might be into that, right?
Except
if you,
for
if
the
you
recording
pitch it the right
part.
Way.
I think that a lot of them would be happy to see us, except for the recording. That's where it's going to get tricky.
We might be able to talk them into it if we sign something that says, we will not put this out. We'll let you listen to it, and then you make a judgment after you listen.
No, because they'll just say no.
Yeah,
but it's like free advertising, too.
It is
especially
free advertising.
If, imagine they got us, like, we walk out of there and, like, you're right, Ed. No, you're right, Dave.
Oh, my God.
I'll do more. I'll do 50%
of the
work.
It changes. It would kill me if a psychologist agreed with him. It would. I would. I'd probably fight them.
There's definitely things. There's definitely things where they're gonna agree with me. But there's also things they're gonna agree with you. Like if you start lunging at them and say, "I'm gonna kill you" or "I'll punch you in the face," they're gonna say, "We're gonna need to schedule."
What if I tell them they're not
time.
As smart as they think they are? Because I will say that.
But I agree with that. I don't care who it is.
I've ran into a lot of doctors who aren't as smart as they think they are.
Listen, this is the thing that bothers me. When people are too sure of themselves in any capacity, doctor or otherwise, because I am very unsure of myself, especially with this. That's why I get so emotional about it, because I know I could do better. So when somebody comes in and tells me what to do and they're so sure about it and they've never even sat behind an editing thing for 1,000 hours, it drives me nuts.
But
drives
why don't
me
I make you crazy? I'm very sure
you,
of everything.
What are you talking about? You make me crazy every day of my
oh,
life.
Then why
every,
do you still talk to me and do this with me?
Because you're fun.
Oh.
Fun conquers all. That's why I'm trying to get you to play more. That's all
Dude.
It is.
I have a lot of fun.
I know, but I'm saying to shared fun. Your own fun
it.
Is different than
I see
shared.
What you're saying. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We got to share it together. We had fun today, right?
I had a great time.
We're going to do it again.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I want to get into more.
I mean, I'd...
All right, but listen, I'd that was the good night call.
Yeah, all right. We'll get out of here. Tom, you got any last words?
Thanks for having me on. This is cool.
I really
what he meant to say
it.
Was thanks, that, guys. This was great.
This
you're the
fantastic.
Best.
Fantastic!
All right, I'll work on you know.
No, don't. I like you the way you are.
All right, thank
you. Don't
you.
Need to change for me.
I do too,
me.
Tom.
You don't
I
need
do
to
like
change
you.
For me.
I just
Tom.
Like the
players. Likewise.
This
yeah.
is how I play.
I think you guys are great, and you know.
Especially me, right?
Especially you.
I mean, I'm actually as surprised how much you worked me up. I was thinking you were going to agree with me on something, and it turned out you didn't.
Oh, well, excellent.
What a great surprise.
Excellent. That was good. He had a good tone there.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Dave just pressed the button without my permission. I tell him when it's over. Tom, thanks for having you on. And
thanks for having me on, Tom.
Tom, thanks for letting me yell at you for 50 minutes.
Sure.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, that'll sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Dave, last words. Say goodbye.
Bye.
You are so beautiful.
Don't sing that. Sing something else. There you have it. That was our episode, mostly our episode, with a couple words from Tom.
Nah, he said a bunch of words.
A bunch of words. Yeah, mostly us just cutting him off, though. Him trying to say words, and we cut him off.
Well, he did do a good job of working me up, just like you always do.
It was fun. He was great. But I didn't like the only reason that he likes me better.
What was that? Oh, because you
coached me.
Oh, because I coach you. Yeah, but
what was that?
You know, but I actually did get to the part where he said that I was funnier than you, and that really bothered you. And that I love that.
It doesn't really bother me. I just like to make you think that it really
bothers
me.
Come on, in the moment you were like, "Are you kidding me?"
Well, that's part of the charade here. This is an act, you know. This isn't how I really am. I'm not a
yes, you
evil,
are.
Mean
he
person.
He even
off the
said
mat.
It. He's been the thousandth person to say, like, "I can't believe you guys are actually like this off the podcast." They're always surprised.
That was after we were recording. After we got done and we were still yelling at each other for the remainder of the time we were in the gym before we left, he's like, "Wow, I thought that you guys were just acting." No, it's not an act. That's why everyone likes us together so much, because it's just entertaining to sit back.
But
and
that's
watch.
Why we could keep it up, because it really isn't trying. The only hard part right. is to get together and the editing part. Yeah, it's a lot of work. But when we're sitting down to do it, that interview went by quick, so quick. And we looked down and you're like, "All right, time to go." And I was like, "We just got started."
Well, that's right. And you just mentioned it's hard to get together sometimes, which right now, we couldn't get together because you took an overtime shift schedule this weekend. So we're doing this by Zoom. So if there's anything wrong with the audio, don't tell us about it. We don't want to hear it.
We don't care what you think. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore about this. I used to care what you think, but now I don't need to. We're doing great.
Because you've already gotten better and you don't even need my input anymore.
No,
I know your mistakes before you make them. So just don't make them anymore.
Okay, fine. You're right.
And our next episode, you guys can look forward to us being yes men to each other. We are not going to argue. We are not going to bicker. You're going to see a whole new To the Death podcast.
And if it comes out terrible, we'll just put it in the trash can.
So that was the episode with Tom. Tom's fun. I love having Tom around. Him and I are good friends. I text him after this because I didn't realize we're one of the only podcasts that he listens to. I sent him a couple of podcasts to listen to.
I think it's a great idea. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, perfect.
What are you putting your finger up for? What do you want?
I wanted you to relax on the podcast I sent him. I referred him over to our previous guests, Two Live Fools.
Okay.
I referred him to the Ben Greenfield podcast, and I don't remember the other one. I would have to look.
Okay, great. You know what? My new favorite podcast, I've probably mentioned it, is Hey Babe with Chris DiStefano and Sal Volcano. It's 9 episodes in, and it makes me giggle every time. And they are trying to be PG as well, which makes me very excited, because most podcasts, they lean on the curses. These guys don't. They just, their bickering is way different than ours. They're very positive, but it's very fun to listen to. And I would hope everybody that listens to this would listen to that, because I think they would like it. Dave, you should listen to it. I've already told you that.
Tell me again.
Hey Babe, Chris DiStefano, Sal Volcano, 9 episodes in. You should just binge listen to it when you're at work the next time.
Well, I have a favorite podcast, and it is The Way Broadly, starring Dr. David Zwoboda.
It didn't come out yet. You can't be promoting it if it didn't come out.
I'm
He's working on
it. Up.
Okay,
He's going to be forced to start releasing them.
Yeah, we should force his hand.
Yeah. Well, because remember, I said they weren't coming out till July.
What, do you still stand by that?
No, he already has 2 in the bank, so I think he's on a pretty good start.
What was his date that he said? End of February?
February something.
Yeah, it probably will be. I think he is a man of his word. Like, once you did press him on the website, he did get it done. Not in a timely fashion, but he did get it done faster than he would have if you didn't push him. So if you push him on this, what's that?
Oh, I thought you were done. That's the only problem with this. Yeah, there's a slight delay.
I agree. That's why, like, in person is always best.
So did you hear that I have started harassing someone else about a website?
No, I didn't hear this.
Well, the strength training that I go to with Dan,
right?
That guy does not have a website either. Ugh,
what a fool.
I've told him. And I think maybe after I get to know him a little bit better, I'm going to ask him if he wants to be on.
Here we go. I'm more than willing to do this. I'll berate him.
I know.
Stranger?
Yeah. So what, stranger? Tried to make me throw up.
All right. Yeah, I don't want him hurting my Davey. Remember, we're going to be on the same team now. We're not going to, next episode, we're going to really
try.
Right. Positivity.
We are going to try.
Are we going to just do me and you, positive. Or do you want to, I guess, we don't want to talk about this yet?
We're not talking about
okay,
on ahead. The podcast.
All right. Nobody
wants to hear us planning.
Maybe. Who knows? All right, fine. Go ahead.
You tell us. People, tell us. Do you want to hear us planning? We'll just sit down and we'll plan our whole weeks together.
No.
What do you want to do next week as technique in the gym?
That's overdoing it.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I agree. That is overdoing
it. You got any last words? We actually went pretty long in the intro and the outro. We're good.
I have no last words. I was happy to sit down and talk to Tom. I would really love to do another interview with Tom, maybe where I said interview. None of this was
none
an
of it.
Interview.
None of it.
We found out nothing about Tom. The people found out nothing about Tom. Actually, the only thing we did find out, Tom is not as big a fan as we all thought he was.
Oh, absolutely not. You know what? I was surprised by that, just like he was surprised the way the episode went.
Yeah, he did get your foot size right, though.
He did. But I'm actually very happy with the past three episodes. I had great fun, three in a row. The time went so quick. I wanted more, but Davey always cuts me off, which is actually good because you want to end on a high note.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what we should do? We should get a good guest, and we'll get the camper going again, and we'll give you a case of Trulies, and we'll let her rip.
Oh, when the weather gets a little better. Better.
The camper has heat.
Oh, the propane?
Yeah.
All right, you say the word. We'll get somebody over there, and we'll have a grand old time.
So who's it going
to
be?
He who must not be named? Or he's too scared?
He to
All right.
I don't know.
We'll think about it. Stop talking about planning on the podcast. I already told you
right
this.
Now. I know. Jeez, what happened? Fine. All right, people. That was it. Thanks for listening. We're happy to have you. Rate, review.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it. You're doing great.
Share, subscribe. Listen, nobody's going to know about it if you don't tell them, because I haven't figured out how to get people to listen yet. But we are growing. Everything's growing strong. We are getting better. So share this podcast with your friends. Be sure and check us out on all of our social media at To The Death Podcast. Go to Facebook and follow, like, subscribe, Instagram, same thing, Twitter, nobody cares. Just hit the little button on your phone and erase your Twitter app, but go to YouTube and subscribe.
And
also,
hold on, let me do this one.
Go ahead.
If you would like to send your message anonymously, maybe you don't want your name out there, fine. Send us an email to thedeathpodcast@gmail.com. You could use a pseudonym, send us some funny stuff. We love to read the emails on the podcast.
Or I don't think you can do that anonymously unless you have an anonymous
name. No. But if you give us anonymous,
email,
no. If you give us an anonymous name if you just say, I want this anonymous, we'll make up a name for you.
Fine. But you can also go to our website. There is a contact us page and you can put in some bogus name and send us a message right through there.
Or hold on about this. If you want to send questions for our contest, which is less than 12 weeks away, that would be great
That's great. The people can suggest questions. But not people that are potential. What are the people that do it?
Contestants.
Thank you. Sometimes I don't have a way with words at all.
Yeah, and if the questions are terrible, we'll just read them early and make fun of you for it.
Sure. Then we'll even put your name on blast, unless you, of course, send it anonymously.
Exactly. Okay, so that is the end. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is To The Death Podcast. Say the thing.
What do I say?
It's your turn. You say the episode number and who it was with, and thank you. Something.
Oh, Tom Hall, 41.